The State Board of Education is slimming down what it's teaching Tennessee school children about the Muslim world. It comes after conservative activists and parents complained the old standards were too friendly toward Islam. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Critics said the previous middle school social studies standards were indoctrinating students by focusing too much on Muslim beliefs. The state suggests reducing that content from 10 standards to just 5. But the Board of Education's Laura Incalod says several social studies units in several grades have been cut down.
There have been kind of cuts across multiple areas. So trying to make sure that the standards are more manageable so that teachers are actually able to teach all of the content in a given year.
The state still wants students to know the basics of Islam, including the Quran and the five pillars, as well as how it spread through the Middle East. But some major figures and accomplishments have been removed. The proposed standards also don't contain much about Muslim theology, says the American Center for Outreach's Paul Galloway. He feels that omission could give students the wrong impression about the relationship between Islam and other faiths.
It does set up kind of a false narrative of that there has to be a clash of civilizations, rather than that all of the things that are in common and the many, many examples of Muslims and Christians and other faiths living in harmony.
State officials say people with such feelings about the proposed standards should weigh in. They're taking comments until the end of October. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.